This Saturday evening, a group of artists will gather at the Danger Gallery in Stamford to assemble an art piece that will be made up of 100 separate canvases. It's called the One by One Mural, and it's the brainchild of visual artist Holly Danger, who owns the gallery that bears her name. She joins us in our studio today. Holly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why is this event called the One by One Mural?
For a couple of reasons. On a very basic level, the canvases are 1 foot by one squared. There are 100 of them pieced together. And I kind of had the idea that it would be one artist and one patron or one collector. So one by one is kind of the combination of the two.
The event will take place over 2 hours. Is that enough time to put together an artwork made of 100 pieces?
So actually, it's going to be over 3 hours. It's from 6 to 9 on Saturday. And that's actually been a topic that me and the artists have been talking about, because honestly, if we were to do this and make something truly magical, the artists are telling me that it would take 20 hours or a number of days. So that's why this is a true experiment to see what will happen. It's kind of a surprise to all of us.
The concept is interactive. You invite the audience to be part of the creative experience. They can buy one of the square canvases before they become a work of art. How'd you come up with that idea?
So it's been evolving since January this year. It's kind of a creative idea that's been festering for a while. It started when I talked to a good friend of mine who said that he saw a mural out in Los Angeles that was being created live in front of him, and how he had always remembered that experience. And that kind of stuck with me for a while. And I've always loved experiential art, and it's something that I haven't really found too much of in Stamford. And so I'm somebody who really loves to be a part of the creative process and the creative experience. That's something that I want to do in my gallery, and to be able to take a piece of that artwork home with you and to remember that experience.
And why 100 canvases?
That's a good question. It just seemed like the magic number. I have a 40-foot wall in my gallery, so it's 5 feet by 20 across. It just seemed like the perfect amount, and it's kind of easier to remember one by one, 100 canvases. They're each $100. We tried to make it easy and simple, and we thought that that sounded great.
Do you have patrons for all 100 canvases now?
We are getting close. It changes by the hour. We are up to 43 sales ahead of time, which is kind of unusual for an art show. It's definitely never happened to me before. But I think that the surprise element that people are going to experience of not knowing what they're going to get is kind of the excitement behind this concept.
So there are 7 artists involved in this project. How did those 7 people become involved in this?
The connection is really through me. I've lived in Stamford for over 30 years, and I've made a lot of connections in the art world around Connecticut. So I generally tend to work with people that I trust and people that I'm good friends with, that I have a good connection with, and also people that I really admire their art and what they're doing in the community. So that is the connection between all of them. That's kind of what I want the Danger Gallery to be, a connected network of trusted friends and people that we can inspire each other.
In this case, artists who can work under pressure.
That'll be the experiment on Saturday.
You're also using social media to make the event accessible beyond Connecticut?
Yes. This is a new venture for us. Since I'm in video production for my day job, I'm going to experiment with doing a live stream. We have a live switcher in the studio, so we'll be able to switch between cameras. And then that way, our audience who come from all over and they're not just in Connecticut can watch and be a part of the show live. And they can even purchase a canvas and watch their canvas through the live stream come to life. So that way, it's accessible for everybody.
Are you looking beyond Connecticut, maybe organizing similar events around the country?
Great question. I definitely am. I absolutely have a vision that if this is as successful as I'd like it to be, I would love for other galleries to be interested in something like this, where I can go and work with other communities, other artists, other musicians, and put together similar one-by-one events and do one-by-one Los Angeles, one-by-one New York City, and wherever life takes us.
So, Holly, if I'm a patron or I'd like to be a patron of this event, how can I get in touch with you?
Oh, you can go on to dangergallery.com, and we still have a lot of canvases left. The gray ones are the ones that are sold out, and the white ones are still available, but they're going fast.
The one-by-one mural will be assembled at the Danger Gallery in Stamford this Saturday, starting at 6 p.m. Holly, thank you for coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.